Word last week that CWD had jumped from southern Wisconsin to a far northern Wisconsin deer farm near Ashland began a week of nightmare scenarios that threatened a way of life in the Northwoods. I know bar owner Jim King says it feels like waking up from a bad dream.
I mean, when they heard that there was a big panic, most of them are upset about it.
The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection first acknowledged the preliminary positive CWD test. The department's Donna Gilson isn't sure how the test results leaked out, but she says it was wrong to go with unconfirmed information. Gilson says the deer wasn't sick in any way, and the deer farm is fine.
It's a tremendous load for any farmer any time they have to deal with a disease on their farm, and certainly one that has some of the baggage attached to it that chronic wasting disease has attached to it, makes it even more difficult. And so I would guess that he is going to sleep better tonight than he has for a couple of weeks.
Todd Noss is the DNR wildlife manager in Ashland. He says they'll continue to sample deer killed in the hunt around the Ashland area, but otherwise he hopes the gun deer season will be normal up north.
I'll have to be the first one to admit that I hoped in my career that this would never, ever happen. And I'm thinking that we weren't necessarily prepared on such short notice to address this, and this may cause us to look at how to be prepared in the future.
The 9-day gun deer hunting season begins Saturday. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.